Nick, let's move on, because I like this one from Pekka Oilinki, who wrote in on Facebook and said, while I travelled around Southeast Asia, I made a conscious decision. I will eat whatever the locals are eating. This way, I got two-way diarrhoea twice a year, but it's nothing compared with all the enjoyments of the food and taste that I got to experience. Is this whole idea of eating what the locals eat and where they eat, is that a valid strategy to fend off food poisoning?
I don't think the strategy in itself fends off food poisoning. The most important thing is the precautions that are taken to make sure the food is safe and that it's prepared properly. One common saying for travellers abroad is that whenever you have any food, make sure that you wash it, peel it and cook it. And I think the same principles apply wherever you're eating.
OK, but I mean, the whole idea about people who live in an area having the local bacteria, which in some way protect them better, is that actually scientifically sound, that argument?
I'm not aware of any evidence to support that. Some people, anecdotally, I know, suggest that it's true, but I'm not aware of any evidence to support that.
OK, so maybe one not to risk then.